Award-winning playwright Mike Van Hran's latest play, He Had It Coming, is coming to the Baxter Golden Arrow Studio from Tuesday until the 10th of December. The very hard-hitting one-woman performance is a collection of sketches, poetry and songs performed by Fleur de Cap-nominated actor Kim Blanche Adonis and directed by Naledi Award-winning actor Daniel Mpilo Richards. It specifically looks at issues around gender-based violence, particularly in South Africa, and I'm more than excited to be joined by both Kim and Daniel via Zoom this morning. Hello, good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Thank good morning. Lovely to have you. Kim in Cape, are you in Cape Town, Kim? Are you, yeah?
I am.
You're in Cape Town.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Richards, you have recently abandoned us, but it's all good because it was for love, so you're let off the hook. You've gone to the UK, sir.
I have.
With your lovely wife.
Yes, indeed. And I currently find myself in the most random place called Halifax.
Oh, do you? Oh, well, don't stay there too long. No, that's good. That's all good. Listen, our loss is England's gain, and I hope you will be tremendously happy, you and your lovely wife. Right, let's talk about this piece. Kim, I'm going to start with you, if I may. Is the title a reference to the song in Chicago, that musical?
It is a reference. And I do actually perform the song at the end of the show.
Spoiler.
Hello. Spoiler alert.
But yeah, there are some subtle changes. We're making it relevant to the work. I think that song has an undertone of revenge and, you know, everything. Yeah. It's really like every man that the song speaks about. There's a sweet, sweet revenge attached to what is happening.
Mm-hmm. Listen, what attracted you both to this project, apart from obviously the fact that it's Mike's project?
Well, I've been working with Mike for the last 5 or 6 years. We've done 3 one-man shows together, and those were directed by Rob van Vieren. And I thought it was time for me to step away from the performance side of Mike's work. And I knew I needed to find someone who could hold the space even better than I could. And Kim just happened to be that person.
Kim, for you?
For me, I was looking for an opportunity to grow my craft, to strengthen myself as an actress, my physicality, my accent work, and just my overall performance. And I feel like this was a great opportunity for me to do so.
Talk to us a little bit about how the piece is set out then. I said in the intro that obviously it deals with issues around GBV, but it's a collection of bits and pieces, poetry, songs, as you said, sketches. How does that work? How does it flow?
Go for it, Kim.
Yeah, so we have 13 different sketches, which means that there are about 13 characters that I will be playing and moving in between. And they each are telling their own story. Some stories about GBV, some stories about life as a woman in South Africa, different perspectives, different races, classes. And there are songs in the sketches. We're moving through it, kind of.
This is that time of year, of course. We're now into 16 days of activism, and we were speaking to two GBV activists yesterday on the show and talking about this being quite a difficult period annually, in that we need to have it, and yet there is also a thought that what happens on day 17 and how much of the conversations each year do we actually, because people like me end up asking the same questions. What are we doing? How, you know, rather than reflecting on the goals that we've set 1 year and how we've managed to meet any of those targets the following year, why does a performance like this lend itself well to this conversation and this period? That either of you can take that one on.
Well, I think the piece itself provokes a conversation and encourages people to have that conversation in a safe space like the theatre. And it encourages you to take that conversation into your safe space, into your household, into your workspace. And so for me, a show like this is so vital, especially for young people, because we have the power to change our society. And if we're not talking about issues like gender-based violence, social inequality, and what we can actually do to address social ills, then how are we going to come up with solutions to change the way we interact with society? So I think that for me, using theater and film as well, but in this case, theater, it's an important step to have that conversation in a safe and entertaining way, and then encourage people to take those lessons into their own lives.
Yeah, I also think like your question is so relevant. What happens on day 17? But for me, this work can progress beyond day 17 because it is timeless. The subject matter is something that occurs all over the world, and we're looking at it from a South African socio-political lens, yes, but these are phenomenons that occur everywhere, and so the work is timeless.
We were talking earlier in the show, an unrelated topic. We were talking about a story that's been making headlines the last few days around this woman who's gone on a racist rant. And we were talking about the impact of that. And we were talking about allyship and what allyship looks like in various spaces. The fact that this play is written by a man, some people would raise eyebrows to that. Other people would say it's a demonstration of allyship. Other people, very often when we have conversations around GBV, and in fact we've got a promo running now from Africa Milani's show in which a woman had called in to say, unless men are calling out men, it can't just be a conversation among women, among survivors, saying this has to come to an end. Men have got to come to the table. And in that regard, the fact that Mike wrote this is quite significant, I would have thought.
Absolutely. I think that the fact that, you know, I was quite weary of directing it in the first place, because I suppose in society I'm identified as a male. And the topics in there have made me quite uncomfortable, and have challenged my thinking. But I think that that's an important step as men to take accountability and say, look, these conversations do make you uncomfortable. And as I've grown up around incredibly powerful women, in a home that is built on equality, and yet I still sometimes make mistakes as a male, and I need to stand up and say, listen, I'm not perfect. And there are certain conversations that I still need to have to refresh myself and say, how am I actually operating in society? Am I making people feel safe? Am I respecting women? And these conversations cannot be avoided. And so I think we've got to take ownership of these sorts of things and not shy away from, because I'm a male, I can't do this or do that. I've got to stand up and do that.
I think you raised an interesting point, Daniel, about saying, you know, that the theatre is a safe space, and it is, in that the theatre as an audience member, it's non-confrontational, and that doesn't mean that you're not confronted. It just means, you know, that the spotlight's not going to be shone on you as an audience member to demand a response in that moment, but it serves very well to plant a seed, and maybe that's the best we can hope for at that point. Everything doesn't have to be the you must take action now, you must do this now. Maybe the planting of a seed is what this serves as, I guess. I don't know.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, and Kim, please add your two cents here, but I think that the experience you get from sitting in a theater in the dark and going on an emotional roller coaster, which this show will take you on, you know, you'll laugh, you might cry, you'll feel angry, you'll feel relief. All of these things you get to do quietly, and no one has to know how you're feeling or what you're feeling, and you get to walk away and deal with that on your own or hopefully in a community space. And so I really do think that the theatre is so unique in that way. There's no way you're not going to feel something while watching the show. And that's the beauty of Kim's performance and the power of Kim's performance. She holds that space for you and allows you to go on that journey with her.
Yeah. Kim, go ahead. Sorry, go on.
I just wanted to just say that I think that you, also as a man, you don't have to be an activist to make these changes. Opening yourself up to a performance like this, opening yourself up to conversations like this is already an act of activism.
Yeah.
And you need to look at it from that perspective, looking at yourself and trying to make yourself better in minuscule ways to try and serve a bigger purpose. And I think that's way more beneficial than saying, I'm going to try to combat GBV by going to a protest, whatever the case may be. But, you know, like, opening yourself up for these experiences and really allowing yourself to do the emotional work.
Yeah, I think that is such a beautiful point. We're going to leave it there. Thank you both for joining us. An absolute pleasure to have Kim Blanchard-Onnes and also Daniel Impilo-Richards joining us to talk about award-winning playwright Mike van Translater's play, He Had It Coming, performed by Kim at the Baxter Golden Arrow Studio from this coming Tuesday, running until the 10th of December. Please make sure that you go and see this hugely important piece of work. Thanks again to you both.
Thank you for having us.